the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David. Joining me today, please welcome my guest, Jen Toomer. Jen, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
That's good to hear. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show?
Sure. They can contact me through my website. That's metaphysical-studies.com. Plus, there's a snail mail address on there, if they prefer that.
Excellent. And, Jen, where is it that you're coming from?
Where is it that I'm coming from?
Yes.
You mean location? Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Nice. How's the weather over there today?
Oh, my gosh, hot.
Well, hopefully you stay cool throughout the day. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with you or first time tuning into you, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay, I was born a multi-talented sensitive, which means I had some abilities in place when I was born. And what I can do, some of the things I can do, is interpret and read energy, manipulate energy, which is really handy for doing energetic healings. I am a metaphysical, spiritual, and paranormal consultant. So I can read energy, interpret energy on any of those levels. So I took something that made me very afraid as a child and turned it into something to help other people.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, what was the point where, you know, you got inspired to actually do this as your career?
I must have been in my, like, mid-30s, searching, like everybody else, for my purpose in life. What should I be doing? It took me 3 years of being, like, in a candy store trying to figure out what flavor I was looking for. And it hit me one day that I have been doing my whole life what I love doing. That was my passion, and that should become my career. So I became a metaphysical instructor. That's where I started. And just kind of grew it from there, let more and more of my real self come out, and worked more and more with the abilities that I was provided.
Gotcha. Now, you said that these abilities that you had is kind of something you've always had or known about. Now, to actually hone your abilities, did you kind of just do kind of more research? Did you have a mentor of any sorts? How did you come to acquire all the knowledge you know now?
This is probably going to be a little hard for some people to believe in, and that's okay. I actually had a team of guides from the other side that taught me. There was no one to talk to. At that time, there was no books out. There was nothing available that wasn't written in, like, the 1800s. So that's how I learned. They trained me how to use my abilities. It wasn't until I was probably, again, in my 30-ish years that I found somebody that actually had words, names, labels for what I could do. And so I spent a few hours for 4 weeks with her. Trying to learn, and the last time I contacted her, she said, you're asking questions I have no answers to. You don't come back here. And I was cut off. So it was a lot of experimentation.
Yeah, it's funny how things kind of come together that way. Now, for people that are reaching out to you for help, say, for the very first time, what is it that you're mostly coming across? Are you finding that people are having one particular type of issue or multiple issues? What is it that you're finding?
I find that it comes in waves. I can have waves of people, say, looking to make contact with deceased loved ones so they can have some closure. So I'll get a group of those, and then that'll cycle out, and I can have people coming in to have their energy cleared and maybe some pain relief. So it's table work or distant energy work. So it's cyclical. I never know what the cycle's going to bring around next. But it keeps life interesting. I have always a curiosity of what's coming up next.
Gotcha. And now, what would you say is something that makes you unique, you know, as opposed to, you know, some of the other people and places that do energy healing?
I don't like to think of myself as special or different than anybody else. It's just that people will resonate with me or they won't. And either way is okay. If they don't resonate with me, they'll find someone else that they can resonate with, and that's beautiful. So it's not uniqueness. It's do what I say. Does it talk to your soul? Is it speaking to you? Is it piquing your interest? Then reach out. If not, then move on till you find somebody that does.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Now, when people are coming to you for the first time, kind of what is your process in helping them in their situation? Do you do some sort of assessment or evaluation? How do you usually go about it?
Well, usually I ask them, first of all, do they want like Reiki table energy work? Or do they want a sit-down talk session, which is a consultation, to ask questions, to explore? So we'll define which way we're going. And then for, let's say, table work or Reiki work or energy healing work, they have the option of actually me getting readings and information while I'm working on their energy or not. Some people are not comfortable with that. They don't want to know what the other side has to say. So they can have a session cleaning the energy. If they want the information that I had been able to receive during that session, I'm happy to provide it. A lot of times they ask me, when do I need to come back? I'm a firm believer in anything that you're living in your own body, not me. You dictate when you need something, not me. So there's no come for four sessions and then we're done. No, you dictate when you want to see me. For the consultation aspect, I usually do the first time before I see anybody, I will usually try to get a pre-read, which means I sit down with their team of guides on the other side and ask for information that they want me to bring up to the client. And then when they come in, we sit down and we go over that before anything else. And then we dive into any questions or topics or areas of concern that they have, and we explore it on an energetic level from what the team says or deceased loved ones, if I can reach them. So I try to cover all the bases energetically, because healing is not just defined by one little sliver of a label. There's a lot of depth to it.
Yeah, for people that are not familiar with energy work or energy healing, you know, it does kind of seem a bit overwhelming, and there may be a little learning curve for them. Now, when you talk about reading energy and manipulating energy, for those individuals that are not aware what that means, what would you say to those individuals, what that is?
Okay, if it's for a healing session, like Reiki or any other energy healing, when I read energy, I can see and I can feel imbalances within the person's energetic body system. So it'll feel like I hit a hot spot or a cold spot or a void, and that's where the imbalances are. When people have an illness, it starts way, way out in the very subtle energies. It starts as a thought. For example, somebody who is being, like, worked and worked and worked, all I keep thinking is, I need a break, I need a break, I need a break. And suddenly they break an arm or a leg. Well, they got a break. What happened was they put the thought out. They didn't act on it. So it works its way down through the subtle energies until it becomes physical. I try to go and clear the energetic fields before anything like that becomes physical. So I might get a message that this person is in need of a break, a vacation, some downtime, but they're not taking it, they're not taking care of themselves. And so I'll clear the field and then I'll tell them, look, maybe you should think about taking, you know, a couple days off, treat yourself, go to a spa, just, you know, some really good downtime for you to rejuvenate. So that's reading energy. The other thing is, We are comprised more of just our organs and our skin. We have an energetic flow going through us. And when there is an imbalance, it's like a garden hose that has a kink in it. The water can't get through. The water can't cycle. So energetic healers go in and they try to remove those little kinks to reestablish flow through the body so that everything can work towards going back into a more harmonious and balanced position, a healthier position. The same goes for those who have maybe had surgery or had an accident. The healing aspects, energetic healing aspects, can help reintroduce the flow, because with any breaks or any traumas to the body, there is a disruption of flow. So the energy healer does unkinking of the hoses so that things can speed up and heal up more better. More gooder. Oh, there you go. More gooder.
Yeah, it's super interesting stuff for sure. And yeah, for those who are new to energy and understanding, I think you make it very accessible for people, it seems. Now, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get more information with Jan Toomer. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing. Quality service. Guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actor Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me again is Jan Toomer, owner of Reality Undefined. Now, Jan, of course, before the break, we got into a little bit of how you help people when it comes to energy and healing. Now, one of the things I find interesting is actually the name of your company, Reality Undefined. How did you actually come up with a name like that?
Because I'm a firm believer that our reality is not set in stone, and it's not defined until you define it yourself. So we start with it being undefined. And as you grow and learn in your life, you define it more and more. But we're each individual, unique individuals, and so my reality is not the same as yours or Joe Smith or Susie Q. So it's undefined, but you get to define it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And, you know, that being said, of course, like you just mentioned, we have different perspectives and our own realities that we kind of gravitate towards. What would you say your work is usually for? Is it geared towards a specific age group or type of person that really reap the benefits, or is it really open for pretty much anyone?
It's open for pretty much everyone. I have had small children up to elderly, hospice care. I've had animals. Animals aren't exempt from this either. So it's open to whomever and whatever.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, do you be able to actually share an example of how you were able to help one of your clients, you know, using either Reiki or another type of technique?
Yes, I had one client that had rheumatoid arthritis, and so we experimented to see if I could help her, because my energy doesn't help everybody, but I'm always game to try. She actually was getting ready to retire because her symptoms had gotten so bad that she couldn't work anymore. She had mobility issues, so we started working on it. And this is distant-wise. I've never met her in person. She contacted me one day and said that she felt so good that she was out grooming horses. She painted a fence. She's going back to work. She's planning on traveling to go on airplanes to visit her family. So her whole life changed. Now, I'm not saying I'm a miracle worker, and I can't do this alone. It always includes the client's participation. You have to take responsibility for your own body and your own energy. But together we made a beautiful team, and it helped her tremendously, which to me, that was the joy right there.
Wow.
You know, that she felt she had her life back.
Wow, that is amazing. What is usually the experience like for one of your clients? What are some of the things that they experience? Is it a kind of a relaxing experience, transformative type of experience? What is it that you find?
It is relaxing and hopefully transformative. They get kind of like high. There's a feeling of we call it Reiki drunk. They get kind of loopy. So they're not allowed to leave the premise until they are completely back in their body and no longer loopy. Let me tell you this. I did my husband once. He was very much, he's very linear, very grounded, very, yeah, that's fine for you. It's not my reality. I got him on the table one day. And after the session, he sat up, and I said, "So how was it?" His eyes were huge, and he just kind of nodded, nervous nod. And I said, "So do you want to talk about what you experienced?" And he shook his head, you know, real tight, "No." I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yes." So it was kind of earth-altering for him, but he wouldn't discuss it with me. A few months later, he came and asked me to learn Reiki.
Wow.
So each individual is different in how they perceive it. A lot of my clients in person had been abused, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. So most of my technique is hands-off so that they feel comfortable and safe. I always encourage everybody to share what they experienced afterwards. I'm always curious to see what they experienced, you know, because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. So it's unique to each individual. I can tell you it's relaxing, and hopefully it's transformative. I hope it changes and helps you grow in some way. But relaxation is a big part, because when you're relaxed, your body can use its resources to heal instead of trying to fight pain, because we have a tendency to fight pain.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's really interesting, and how it can vary with person to person. And you know, just from that type of experience, that people can really just get a lot of benefits from it. Now, what would you say is kind of next for you, Jen? Are you looking to possibly start other projects or grow in certain areas? What would you say is next?
Well, first thing is I try to take at least one course a year to try and expand, learn something new that I could bring to my toolbox to help people. So that's ongoing. I do that every year. Secondly, I'm in the process of writing a book about having had a stroke, losing my abilities, and having to get my abilities back. But it goes into more than that because I want people, caregivers and stroke survivors, to understand that you're not the person you were before the stroke and you're not going to get there. And it's not like a Debbie Downer thing. It's more you need to rejoice that you're here now and move forward. Build the new you. Enjoy the new you. The past is gone, and this is for everybody. The past is gone. It's gone. You're not that person you were yesterday or the 2 days before. A stroke just kind of sped that process up a little bit where it changed things a whole bunch at once. So I'm hoping this book will help others. Plus, it gives you the metaphysical aspect of having abilities, not wanting abilities, accepting abilities, losing abilities, and then having to regain the abilities. So appreciation plays a big part in all that.
Well, yeah, so it seems like you have some exciting stuff coming down the pipeline, so that is really good to hear. Now, do you have any other general tips or advice for people that are out there or maybe tuning in right now that are maybe experiencing, you know, some sort of trauma or experiencing, you know, low energy or negative energy that's around them? Anything that you can give them to kind of maybe get started?
I want to address trauma energy, and I am not addressing it in the medical or the mental health aspects, energetic only. We experience traumas every day, and traumas can be little or they can be large, but they're done almost every day. You stub your toe. Somebody startles you. Somebody cuts you off from the interstate, and you know you have that heart-stopping moment where you're trying to keep control and not swerve or anything. So we experience them pretty regularly. Anytime that you find yourself reliving or hyped up over an incident, that means there was like a soul fragmentation. And what this means is part of your energy got stuck in that traumatic moment. Time's not linear, so part of you can be stuck in that time and still be here now. So when a person relives this and relives this and relives this, the heart racing and all that stuff, then it's time to go back and retrieve that soul fragment. You can find somebody that does soul retrieval. I also do talks for people, a two-hour talk on how to retrieve it yourself, how to do it yourself. So find somebody to help you with soul retrieval. And what this does is it gets that energetic part of you back. It gets cleansed. It gets protected, and then it's reintegrated into your body. And it sounds kind of far out there, and I'm telling you it works. That's the best I can do is it works. It helps you come back to center and get out of that loop. And it can be, you know, second grade, somebody pulled Susie's pigtails, and she was traumatized over it. So there's a portion of that still stuck in that age. Another thing is you don't necessarily have to know the incident that caused the trauma. You're able to call them all back and begin the reintegration process. Healing, like I said, is there's so many different aspects to it. I'm a big fan of counseling, so if soul retrieval doesn't work and you're still stuck in that cycle, that loop, counseling. Go for counseling, you know. So energy healing is not just unkinking the hoses and clearing. It's a whole system. It's the whole body experience. Just because we can't see the intestines doesn't mean that, you know, they're not there. Just because we can't see the energy doesn't mean it's not there. And we are body, mind, and soul. We are three parts, not one. So it takes a whole realm of stuff to make sure everything's balanced.
Gotcha. Thanks for sharing that with our audience. That's great advice there. And out of everything that you do now to help people, what would you say is the most rewarding part for you personally?
All of it. Because each person is individualized and their experiences are individualized. I get joy when their pain is eased or their questions are answered, and now they're on a journey to explore. Sometimes, like when I used to teach classes at the local community college, I taught metaphysical classes there, I could see the little light bulbs come on when people started putting pieces together of what I was explaining. And to me, that's just, it's awesome to be part of their journey. It's as simple as that. Just a little part of their journey, and I feel so honored to be a participant of that. So it's all of it.
Fantastic. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
Metaphysical-studies.com.
Sounds good. Well, Jan, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out and educating us and sharing such great value with our audience today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. And we definitely look forward to speaking with you again soon. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.